remember last time, Carl Morgan and some looker got to know each other better near the hors d'oeuvre table at Cy Baby's big Hollywood party. Now, moments later, having tired of standing by the hors d'oeuvre table, Carl and some are still there. It is Carl who speaks first.
Could I ask you another question?
Certainly, Carl.
Do you have a nickname? Because some is a pretty silly name, and I'd like to call you something else.
What would you like to call me, Carl?
I'd like to call you Julia Fairholme.
Okay.
Do you like the smoked oysters, Julia?
I eat them all the time.
Would you care for one now?
No, thank you. I never touch them.
But how do you eat them all the time if you never touch them?
I'd rather not talk about that right now, Carl.
Oh?
No. I'd rather talk about you and how we can help your movie career.
What do you mean, Julia?
Just this, Carl. Just being able to sing and dance and act is not enough in this town. In order to succeed in Hollywood, you've got to have a gimmick.
A gimmick, Julia?
Yes, Carl. For example, John Barrymore was known for his profile and Clark Gable for his ears. Do you get it, Carl?
And you, Julia, you're a success in this town. What's your gimmick?
I'm the only singing starlet in Hollywood who can eat smoked oysters without touching them.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss the next exciting episode when Julia says...
And if you think that's something, you ought to see what I do with marinated artichoke hearts.